pretty great. I saw, so.
You're a boss bitch.
I'm a boss bitch. That's, yeah. My Ashley, one of my old coworkers came over. That's why I was a little late. Oh, yeah.
She groomed Cooper.
Yes. She's still working at Poets, but every time I see her, I'm like, you need to get your farm. You need to get your farm life going. Doesn't pay as well as grooming, I'm sure, in the beginning. However, she lives way out. And she's got sheep.
You could sell farm eggs now for a shit ton of money.
I know. Well, when regular eggs are like, what, $4 a dozen? Oh, God,
yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
And her eggs are beautiful.
Yeah.
I've shown you pictures, right?
Yeah.
She has like all the colors of the rainbow and they're all speckly.
Does she have Araucana chickens?
I don't know. She's got blue eggs and different colors. And she always, they're always arranged really nice. I just realized that I got 3 dozen eggs from her and I just left them sitting on the kitchen floor. So hopefully Ruby doesn't feel like eating eggs.
Probably not. I like farm eggs because you can just leave them out.
Mm-hmm. Well, she has some that she sells at Poets.
Yeah.
That are washed and in the refrigerator. But I asked her if I could get some unwashed eggs so I could leave them out.
Yes.
Because camping.
Yeah,
you don't have to keep your eggs in the cooler.
How long can you keep unwashed eggs?
I think it's 2 weeks.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I love it. We stayed at an Airbnb down around Chelsea.
Uh-huh.
And when Mike was mountain biking. And in the advertisement, they didn't do it for us, but in the advertisement, it was like, oh, farm fresh eggs brought to your door daily or whatever. I was like, that's really cool.
Was the B&B on a farm?
Yeah.
So they would like deliver.
They had chickens and ducks and stuff. And
that's cool. They probably would have if you would have asked.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. I think it's awesome that people can leave eggs out.
Camping. I can't wait to go camping.
Yes.
That's going to be so much fun.
That's going to be real fun.
Except I'm a little worried because there's that like dirt disease that like dogs can get.
Yes.
Like going on up there.
Yeah. And we're
taking Ruby with us.
Oh. Well.
But Ruby's not like a real dig in the dirt anymore. She's just she likes swimming and then laying around. So I think she'll be fine.
Cooper just likes to dig in the grass to like make himself a bed. He'll like dig at the grass to like soften it up or some bullshit.
To rake it out with his toenails.
Yeah. Yep. He likes cleaning his area.
I don't know. Seeing Ashley though today made me happy.
She is super cool.
And we caught up and I heard all the dramas that are going on.
You're gonna have to fill me in later.
I will.
Spill the tea.
What sweatshirt is that? What is that symbol?
It's my Critical Role.
Oh.
Zip hoodie that you can find on criticalrole.com/shop. No, I don't know if that's the website or not. But it says, like Matt Mercer's line on the back, how do you want to do this in old English?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I like it. Thank you. Looks very comfortable.
It's super comfy. Mike and I bought one when Critical Role was at C2E2. And so we were twinsies walking around.
You guys are nerds.
We're so great. I love him. Anywho.
Is that like when you go on vacation what are we doing? You get matching shirts so that you can yes. like find your crew of people?
I'm stupid. I always see, whenever we go to Disney, there's always that stupid couple walking around that like, I'm the beauty, I'm the beast.
Shut up. There are not people that do that. When we were at the airport, when we were leaving Orlando, there was a mom and like 2 or 3
kids. I mean, do your thing.
And they were all wearing yellow shirts with like Mickey Mouse
Families
ears.
Do that.
Really? Like, the dad was not. And the person at the gate was like laughing that dad didn't like participate with it. But the mom and the kids all had for sure. Same outfit.
Yeah, people walk around Disney all the time with like matching outfits and stuff, like shirts, big families, tour groups. All that stuff. I mean, do your thing. If that's
I think
sure.
a tour group is almost would be more normal than like a family
of 10 going to Disney. First of all, fucking expensive. Yeah. Secondly, all matching shirts. The Johnsons 2022 family vacation.
I just,
with a little Mickey
I was
ears.
Reading, I'm hooked on the Am I the Asshole?
Ooh, yes.
Hooked on them. And one of them was they had a Disney wedding.
Oh.
And they took the money that was supposed to go to catering and had Mickey and Minnie come to the wedding and like take pictures and stuff with everyone. But they didn't provide food. So then they're like, am I the asshole for spending that money on something else instead of food for our wedding guests?
Did they put a notification in the invitation stating that there would not be food?
I don't know.
How long is the ceremony and reception? If the ceremony and reception is like hours and hours long, nobody needs that without food. You have to feed your guests. Get pizza.
To me, that's the best part of a wedding.
That's exactly.
Eating the food.
Mickey and Minnie would be pretty cool, but...
If you had a Disney wedding?
I think they're the asshole.
I think so, too.
I think so, too.
And then I just...
Remember when I had to ask you what that meant? What does AITA mean?
Am I the asshole? I also just read another one that was a vegan... wedding.
Oh, I read this one.
The vegan meal and people were bitching about it.
Don't go to a vegan wedding. You knew
it's
going into it.
It's one meal without meat in it.
Yeah.
You're going to fall over fucking dead from that?
Your arteries might thank you.
Like, and you can be vegan and still not eat the best.
Yeah.
If all you eat is black beans.
Yes.
But I thought that was like
they're
crazy.
They're not the asshole.
No, not at all. No. Mm-mm.
If that's your lifestyle, I feel like you shouldn't have to provide.
And I would be more surprised if I knew a vegan couple and they were getting married. I would assume that the food would also be vegan. If they served meat, it would be surprising to me.
Like, you are the asshole if you expect this couple to serve meat and go against their beliefs just to appease you.
Yeah, I don't really get it. And, like, Greg and I eat meals without meat.
Yeah.
Not all the time, but, you know, enough where I don't think it's a big deal. But for somebody to be like, what? You're not serving me meat when you're vegan?
Fuck you.
Yeah, I don't really
get it. You're not getting a crock pot for your vegan bullshit.
Do people still give crock pots as wedding gifts?
I don't know. I feel like it's, like, a staple thing. To get it for a wedding.
I don't know where our crock pot came from. It was definitely a gift. I didn't buy it. It's camo. We maybe got it for our wedding.
I think Gabe's mom bought me the crock pot I have.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Honestly, out of all of our wedding gifts, we use our like silverware and dishes the most. Mm-hmm.
This is a very long intro. Sorry. I know.
I didn't know when you... Did you start recording before or after you closed the door?
Like a while ago. Sorry, everybody. We can cut it down or not.
Whatever.
Fuck it.
I don't. Yeah. Anyway. I just have a lot to say today. I'm in a good mood. Work went good.
That's good.
Okay. Here we go.
Now we're going to travel down the road to Alzheimer's here. Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're traveling down the road of Alzheimer's. Not really. In The Taking of Deborah Logan.
You're not going to say it. We're going to a made-up town in Virginia.
Yay.
Which is Exuma.
Exuma.
And they say eczema through the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's not a town
that's
called
not,
eczema.
That's not a thing.
But when I looked at the name, it's like A, X something, blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
So, The Taking of Deborah Logan came out in 2014. It's an hour and a half long. You can find it on Tubi for free, which I was super pumped about. It's directed by Adam Robitel, and it was his directorial debut. It was one
of
the very first films he did. It was written by Adam Robitel and Gavin Heffernan. It stars... The lovely Jill Larson as Deborah. She had a long run on All My Children.
Mm-hmm.
And she was also in Shutter Island.
Was it All My Children or As the World Turns?
It was both. She made the rounds in the daytime television. She plays the creepy woman in Shutter Island. Terrifying.
I think she's in the preview.
She is.
Okay.
Yeah. Anne Ramsey as Sarah. She was in A League of Their Own and Mad About You. Michelle Ang as Mia. She was in Fear of the Walking Dead and a back-to-back episode of Xena, Warrior Princess.
Okay.
Ryan Cutrona as Harris. He was in Sons of Anarchy and Mad Men. Brett Gentile as Gavin. He was in The Walking Dead. And then Jeremy DeCarlos as Louis or Louis, but I didn't recognize much that he had been in, and he hadn't been in a lot other than this. That's it.
That's it.
I did the minimum.
The minimum. The amount minimum of work.
Amount of work. Why? Did you have people?
No.
Oh, okay.
I kind of figured
you didn't have anything, but.
Oh, and since you completely zone out, we have something to say at the end of the podcast.
Oh, God. Yeah. We have an announcement.
Which normally our announcements are just things that I fucked up.
And that's okay. Oh, Mom messaged me the other night after listening to Cabin in the Woods, and she was just like, Chris Hemsworth didn't play James T. Kirk. He played George Kirk. Jim's dad. And I was just like, yes, Mom. I realized that after I said that. So that was my bad.
Whatever.
I feel like I need to fix my mistakes.
I mean, that was just a tiny mistake.
And I remember it, too, because James T. Kirk's mom is the chick from Once Upon a Time.
Oh.
She's like one of the main girls in it.
Yeah, whatever. It happens. Anyway. This is like a documentary slash found footage type film.
Mm-hmm.
I almost murdered you in the first like 15 minutes.
I told you it was a rough one.
The end. Once they got to where they were sitting and interviewing,
yes,
it was fine. But it starts out, they're doing a documentary. Mia is doing a documentary. She has her film crew about the effects of Alzheimer's.
It's her PhD thesis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she meets up with people that essentially need money. There's Sarah, the daughter, and then Deborah, the ill mother.
Yeah.
The mom is on the fence about whether or not she wants to do it. For me, I feel like somebody suffering with mental illness would probably not do well with a bunch of extra people living in her house and filming.
Well, because it's scary. Day-to-day. It's scary.
It's different.
Yeah.
And if you're forgetting things, you might wake up and not understand why these people are around.
Exactly.
You might go to the bathroom and come out. And who are you? Why are you in my house?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get that she's like doing the documentary, but anyway, it starts out with them like meeting at the house. And it's like handheld camera. And I thought,
I'm very sorry.
This whole thing is like, I know, this, murdering you.
Yeah.
I get motion sickness.
Didn't you throw up watching Blair Witch?
Yeah, I threw up watching Blair Witch. Situation though, I saw it on Northern's campus and it was really hot in the theater. And I ate all this candy and I drank a bunch of like wine coolers or something. Whatever we could get our hands on. And
As a youth.
So I'm sitting there and we're eating candy and we're drinking, sneaking our drinks in the theater. And I missed the last 20 minutes. I was outside puking.
Oh, God.
Miserable. Yeah. And when you're puking from motion sickness, it's not like you puke and just feel better.
No.
You're sick for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, yes.
I don't get motion sickness watching movies, but I get motion sickness riding roller coasters.
Oh, see, roller coasters are fine.
See, I can't.
I can't do spinny stuff.
Right.
Riding in the backseat of a car gives me motion sickness as well, and watching shit like this.
Yeah.
It's not, the whole thing isn't like that, though.
No.
You find out that Deborah is basically broke. They're going to have to sell the house.
Yeah.
So Sarah is trying to talk her into doing it so that they can keep the house.
Well, and they're being paid from the grant. Like, Mia applied for this grant for the PhD work, and they're getting paid through the grant.
That's how she's paying her film crew.
Yes.
That's how she's paying Sarah and Deborah to, like...
And the film crew is Gavin and Lewis.
Yes.
Yeah.
She kind of freaks out, doesn't want to do it. Well, then a week later.
I also...
They work it out.
Yeah, they work it out and they're giving like a tour of the house. Deborah goes into Sarah's room and looks down at like a ball mitt and a ball. And she's like, oh yeah, she was a ball player when she was younger. About died. I was like, oh, League of Their Own. That's so funny.
I did not catch that.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I don't know if it was like intentionally done, but.
Yeah, they work it out. The film crew moves into the house. Then you kind of see the mom's illness a little bit. Like she forgets that she went to Germany.
Yeah.
And she just laughs it off like, oh, well, it must have been a long time ago.
Yeah. I mean, you catch like glimpses of Alzheimer's and like her kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then they do, like a documentary would, they do a little bit about, they explain Alzheimer's, what it does, what it does to you, some of the signs. One of the big signs for Sarah was when Deborah caught her stove on fire. What?
I'm looking up the medication she's on.
Oh, is that important?
Oh, yep.
Is it important?
No, it's not. But I just wanted to verify the... validity of the medication that she's put on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they go over Deborah's life a little bit. Single mom. She opens her own business doing an answering service, like back in the day.
Switchboard.
So she opens a switchboard thing and does like a... She is essentially an answering machine.
Yeah.
She takes messages for people. When they get home, she passes the message along.
And she says that she had to cover, like, all sorts of things. She knew all of the secrets.
She knew everything.
She was the nexus of the town.
Yeah.
If a doctor was sleeping with some mistress or something, like, she knew about it. Mm-hmm. She knew all of the things.
Which gets a little weird later on.
Mm-hmm.
So, Harris is the neighbor. You kind of, like, meet him briefly.
Yeah.
I thought he would be more in the story.
I did, too, but he's not, really.
Yeah, you meet Harris, the neighbor. He's just a longtime family friend, older guy. The first weird thing that happens is somebody's filming her, one of the camera guys, while she's just, like, digging in the yard. Deborah's digging in the yard. She leans over and picks up a snake, and he's like, what in the fuck? Like, that was the first weird thing.
There are a lot of... Did you write, like, all of the little weird things? Ugh.
Yeah.
There's so many.
Then, so she picks up the snake, and he's like, what the fuck's going on? Well, then he puts down the camera, and then she's right there in his face.
Yes.
Like, 20 feet away.
I hate that.
That was weird. Then they install cameras all over the house, and Lewis,
yeah,
is up on the ladder, and you see the door shut behind him. And it's just, like, well, like, weird little things.
It's, she, like, came out of her bedroom and just, like, stared at him, and then she walked away, and you hear a door shut. It's just, yeah, it's little things like her, like, staring at the camera weird, or
little
door shutting.
Mom at one attacks the cameraman because she's looking for something. She has like a freak out.
She's looking for the spade.
Yeah, her little like garden spade.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the freezer. This kind of, I feel like a half an hour goes by before you get to this point, but then it's like one thing after another. She's in the dark room and turns and like rips her... skin off of her neck.
It's a slow build for the first, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it's a shit show.
It kind of jumps right into it.
Yeah, she's just, like, sitting there and she just, like, rips her neck wide open.
This is day 15.
She's staring out the window.
She's staring out the window.
To her back garden.
Yes. She paints, too. That comes into it.
Mm-hmm.
She has a painting of the window and looking out the window.
Yeah.
Which... The when she's at the doctor, this is day 15 of the documentary, they find out that she's in the middle stages of the disease, and they had told Sarah that she had a few years before she got to that point.
Yeah.
But after she, like, did the self-inflicted pulling skin off of her neck thing, which was pretty grody.
Grody. Okay, 1998.
The painting, of course, is creepy. There's someone standing in the garden.
And it's there's no detail in it. It's just like
a black figure.
You can tell it's something.
Yeah.
Ugh.
She starts talking to herself once in a while. That's like a little fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
This part I thought was pretty sad. So Sarah obviously has been her mom's caregiver and is having a hard time dealing with this.
Yeah.
So she gets drunk one night, asks the crew to drink with her. It's really sad. It turns out that it sounds like she was sent to boarding school for kissing a girl.
For making out with one of her girlfriends in the garage.
Yeah.
At 10 or 11, yeah. I think.
So she gets shipped off mm-hmm. to boarding school. So there's like tension with her mom. I don't know. It's really sad. They hear a noise upstairs. Sarah looks. Deb is downstairs. And at this point, she's convinced that there's an intruder and starts nailing the window shut.
Yeah.
Another, like, episode.
Yeah. Which Deb alludes that she's done this before. Like, even before her Alzheimer's had started.
Yeah.
That she'd nailed like, the windows shut. Like,
some paranoia stuff happening.
Yeah. Yikes. That there's some guy in the yard.
Yeah.
Is what Sarah says.
Deb wakes up in the middle of the night, leaves her room. She's not in the hall, and the window that she had just nailed shut was open.
This part is so gross, because I've not opened a window, but I've, like, scraped my hand across a nail before.
Yeah.
It's not pleasant.
So she climbed out over the nails.
Ugh.
Because they were still all stuck in the window.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess the nails would have been over her, so she would have been scratched yeah, by them on the way out.
On the back.
She's digging like crazy. Like, her robe is in the yard, and they're like, shit. So they go out. And in this little garden area where she's been digging a ton, she's digging like crazy in her pajamas. Mia takes her in and, like, washes her hands. And her hands are all covered with blood from, like, digging in the dirt. Like...
And Mia is just, like, one of the sweetest people ever, too. She's just like, we're going to get you fixed up. And
Mia's super compassionate with her.
She has gorgeous hair, too.
Oh, she does.
Did you notice? Yeah. Mm-hmm. She has, like, jet black hair, but it, like, fades into, like, super blonde. And it's just very nicely done.
It's
beautiful. So silky, and it made me very jealous. I was like, oh, Mia.
This is one of the creepier parts for me, is they're watching the video of...
Like, from the night before.
From the night before mm-hmm. of Deborah sleepwalking. And she's standing facing the countertop. And then all of a sudden, she's standing on the counter. And there's, like, no time lapse.
Yeah.
It's like she, like, snap your fingers and she's...
Gavin, at this point, has got the heebie-jeebies.
Well, they all do.
They all do. But Gavin especially is just like, mm-mm. Like, this isn't... No.
I thought Lewis was the first one to be like, I'm the fuck out of here.
Lewis stays.
Lewis is the one that stays.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, at this point, too, I think is when Gavin is just like, no, like, you need to double our money.
It's not normal. Yeah. Like, I need
to... Like, this is not normal.
Yeah. I need to get paid double what I'm getting paid to stay here and do this.
Yeah.
Or I'm walking.
Yeah. Good for him.
Very reasonable.
Yes.
Harris, next day, takes care of the garden, tries to convince them to, like, take a break and leave Deb alone because she's not mm-hmm. handling people being there. This is now to day 24. Deborah looks good. She's really fixed up. They put a microphone on her. Seems like everything's going to be okay.
Gavin has started wearing a cross. His mom's cross.
Mm-hmm. And they show her a video of her gardening. Is that what they do at that point? No.
They show her the video of her, like, getting onto the counter.
Oh, I thought they show her the video of her, like, going crazy in the garden.
It might have been both then, because I remember...
And are like, what's going on?
I mean, it's not like she's going to know. She doesn't know what's going on.
Then, is that the part where she says he keeps calling and then she attacks the camera?
Yeah, it is. It's just...
She goes into the hospital where they do a spinal tap. So check for heavy metals, check for...
Wasn't that like a movie, like This Is Spinal Tap? Anytime I hear that,
yeah,
I think...
That's a band.
Yeah.
Spinal Tap, the band. You've never seen that?
I've never seen it, but I've heard about it.
Okay, you should watch it. They do kind of like a montage of different exams where she's just not looking good.
The poor woman.
Yeah, she's got like some weird skin issues going on and just deteriorating.
Yeah, she has like scaly shit going on with her back. And the doctor's asking like, oh, do you work with heavy metals at all? Like,
yeah,
what's going on?
Then at one point, she rips open her arm while she's talking to the doctor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty disgusting.
Ew.
Then they find her eating things in her house, eating her knickknacks.
Yep. Because she has like little like cherubs.
And just like, little figurines.
Yeah.
I think they're German.
Yeah, because she got them when she was in Germany.
Well.
And it's brought up.
And there's, they do a parody of it on The Simpsons. I think it's The Simpsons where Marge collects like little figures. They start with an H. Anyway.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that's like a German collectible thing.
Oh.
What kitty was? Oh,
this is Obi.
What's happening? So then they have to pack up all of her little knickknacks so she doesn't eat them.
And Sarah's like joking around with her. Deb's just like, why do we have to do this? And Sarah's like, oh, so you quit eating them.
Yeah.
And Deb's just like, oh, I didn't do that. Like, she's just the sweetest little old lady.
So they pack everything up. Then while they're packing everything up, they find another snake in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So snakes are getting like more tied in with it.
Serpents, man.
Mm-hmm.
The devil's work.
Gavin puts a cross up on the window. That yeah. he like, got from his aunt.
Or yes. something.
Then you see all the paintings. So the first painting
oh
is just
my God.
Normal, looking out the window. Then the next one is someone closer and closer and closer till finally the last one is like a black figure like right there.
Ugh.
And it's all awful. Very like muted.
Mm-hmm. It's like watercolor.
Mm-hmm. They're super fucked up. Then that was when there was like a really bad jump scare.
He's like looking out the window because he hears something, and then Deborah is just she says something to him. It's
you're
like
you're letting all my heat out.
Oh
and
yeah,
she's like right there behind him,
and then the window shuts.
Yes,
and he got it on camera too. And Mia's just like, no, it's like a draft or something.
Oh, the wind must have done that. Okay.
No, thank you.
So the date on this, I think, was 11/26. So I don't know how many days in that is.
It's never the wind.
She's sleepwalking and they mm-hmm. catch it. And then she's, that's when all the phone rang. The switchboard thing goes off.
Yeah.
So the switchboard had like a big old timey bell that would ring through the whole house when I'm assuming she had to make a phone call.
Yeah.
Or had to, yeah. you know. Take a message, and the switchboard system doesn't work anymore, but it's still all up in the attic.
Do you know how switchboard operators like worked?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to explain that for maybe people that are young that don't understand that and me?
So this is okay. I've never
like kind of
researched this, but you would pick up your phone and you would just dial one or nothing.
Yeah.
You would pick up your phone. You would get the switchboard person.
Oh, yeah.
You would say, I'd like to call, I don't know, Rose down the street. And then they would make the connection for you. They would connect your line
yes.
to their line.
Okay.
So, like, you didn't just pick up the phone and dial someone's phone number.
Yeah.
You.
Do you know of any place that still uses like operators? Like any countries or anything?
I would imagine there is. They're still out there.
Yeah.
I don't know though about like an actual operator, because when I was young, you could call the operator and it was a recording. I don't think it was a real person.
Oh, okay. We've talked about this before. I don't know if it was on the podcast or not, but I know we've talked about,
I think,
like operators.
Yeah. I think you just hit zero and that would give you the operator.
Mm-hmm.
And then
because wasn't there a time when you would have to do that to get a hold of the police or something too? Like you would have to call the operator to make the phone call to the police.
I feel like that's in an old movie where it's like, operator, connect us to the police station.
I feel like it's in an old movie, and I've been listening to a lot of true crime podcasts that take place in the 70s, so I'm thinking that that's probably what it is too.
Oh,
that they would have to call the operator and say, I need the police.
Well, there was no 911.
Right.
You would just call the police station, and then they would maybe come if it wasn't like... Well, you know what I mean?
They would. They might show up if you weren't bleeding out somewhere.
It wasn't like it is now. You
That's
know?
True. Yeah.
Even now, like, there's places up here where it takes hours to get an ambulance to. Like,
no shit. How awful. Anyway,
fingers
but yeah,
crossed.
Switchboard operators.
Well, Greg has went on calls where they had to like park the ambulance and then walk a mile and then pick up the person and haul them out. Yeah, like when people break their ankles hiking and shit like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember when Zach twisted his ankle?
Yeah, I still call that dip because we hike that trail all the time.
Yeah.
I call it Zach Canyon.
That's amazing.
Because that's a 4-mile loop and that's about a mile in. Like from where we parked, not
Canyon.
Like the course. And I'm like, oh yeah, I was by Zach Canyon, and I ran into like, I don't know, Lindsay from Running Group. Or
that's funny. Yeah, because he had to be like walked out or something. I can't remember what it was.
And I tell people too that he fell, and Greg had stopped to help him, and
and Greg was like, my time. Peace out.
No. Well, yes and no. A young girl stopped and she, no shit, put her arms out to the sides and knelt down and said, I'm a wilderness first responder. And Greg was like, okay, bye.
Okay, later.
I mean, you got this. And
I stopped for a couple of minutes and then I left. So, I was engaged to him. And I was like, yeah, my time's already gonna suck. I need to leave
you're
now.
You're blowing it. You're blowing my goal right now. No, but she was so into it, and Greg looked at her.
Yeah.
Like,
live your life.
Okay. I mean, I'm a paramedic, but bye.
Cool. Bye. Zach He's Canyon.
Like, okay. So yeah, down at Zach Canyon. Ruby stops to go swimming there.
That's nice. What a great memory. Yeah. Anyway, switchboard operators. What a great job, though. That'd be so interesting.
It would be a pretty interesting job.
Yeah.
But yeah, and you had a board with like cables, and you would like pull out the cable and put it in, like, yeah, I'll connect you.
I mean, you see her do it.
Yeah, but like, that's how it works.
Yeah.
You would just say, like, call the Sanderson Ranch, and they would, like, okay, connect you.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, the switchboard, mom is sitting up in the attic.
Oh, she's naked.
Naked.
She is naked.
And she's operating the switchboard. And I want to know, this is like every other fucking horror movie, turn a light on.
The lights didn't work.
What, none, nothing? Just...
They tried turning on the lamps and all the electricity was out.
But just in the attic or downstairs?
Like all over, like the entire house.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Mom is sitting there naked, operating the board, and then she has like creepy devil voice.
It is wild.
And shocks herself.
Yeah.
She kind of has this panic attack where she's like breathing super hard. Mia and Sarah are trying to comfort her.
The doctor comes.
Calm her down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Day 43. The gibberish that they caught on camera is translated. It is French. She is saying, be my fifth.
Oh, yeah. the eternal serpent be my fifth. And then it goes on to some bullshit about a river and the blood will feed the river.
It just reminds me of Ghostbusters 2.
That's exactly what I thought too.
I don't know what the, all I remember is ruler of Moldavia.
Do you ever see the memes of parents like putting that poster up in their kids' room? I would totally do that. If I had a little baby, I would put that. Moldavia.
So Harris, at this point, I think is shady because he's trying to get rid of the people. He's trying to, like, kick everybody out and,
he
like,
thinks,
take care of
them. He's like, no, this is too stressful. Like, too stressful for your mom. Get
them
out of here.
As a friend, you would feel that way.
Yes, absolutely. Your feelings are validated, Harris.
So then they start, like, looking into, like, switchboards. Like, she's sitting there having this episode. Like, what's happening? What is she hiding? What secrets does she have?
Yeah.
They find that there are pages missing out of the switchboard records. Mm-hmm. Where it goes from, like, 332 to, like, 335.
No, it's 336 to 338. Page 337 is missing.
Well, I just made that up, so I was good.
You were very close. Yeah. Gold star.
I have done this.
Or like person 337. Like, I think each number is correlated with a person in town.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they do, and I think, did they say a Scooby-Doo charcoal thing?
Yeah.
They take.
This is some Scooby-Doo bullshit.
It works, though.
It does. I've done it.
You know what? I've done it when I worked at the hotel.
Yeah.
And I would clean a room. If I saw, like, in like big indents in
the
notepad.
Why would you do that?
Just to be nosy. I don't know the people that are
saying. Oh, yeah,
there.
That's true.
But it was always, like, just random phone numbers and shit that people jotted down quick or whatever. What?
Coordinates to where they dumped the body.
Because that's what you do.
Because that's what you do.
You write down the coordinates to where you threw a body. And then there's nosy-ass housekeepers like me that put another clean sheet down, rub it over that
little
pencil.
And they're like, oh, goodness.
Like,
look at these coordinates.
And then I save them.
25W, 82 North. I don't know.
That's probably like, I don't even know.
It's like in the ocean.
I mean, Dexter.
Ooh, yeah.
They do the charcoal thing and realize that the missing pages are involving local girls that had went missing and presumed killed. Missing and killed. They knew they were killed.
Yeah, so the number that is missing is 337. It was for an H. D. Hardine. He was a pediatrician, and he was suspected in the killing of four girls in the 70s.
Okay, this is something that I noticed because I saw how it was spelled.
Yeah.
And they talk about him, that guy, being Canadian, but that's not how you would pronounce that.
D. Hardine. No.
D. Hardine. You would pronounce it like just DeJarnas.
Not if it was a Canadian name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know someone locally with that last name.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's fascinating.
And she pronounced it DeJardin.
DeJardin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Wow.
I mean, it's probably a more common name than we think.
Is her name Holly?
No.
Harriet?
Houdini? No. Houdini. It's none of those
Can
names.
Can you imagine that name? Houdini Desjardins.
That'd be a pretty sweet name. What are we talking about? Okay. He was the local pediatrician.
He was a dick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who had Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah.
Also something about like snakes and rituals.
So I didn't want to look into it because
did you just fresh color your hair?
I did.
Okay. It looks really good.
Boop.
Sorry. It's the light. It's all like
Thank
catching
you.
It. I wanted to do mine before camping, but I'm going to be in the water so much. It's pointless. Anyway,
I had to do it. Like I wanted to dye it, but I want to also dye it before I leave for the UK in a month.
I had the same problem because I wanted it to be like nice and fresh for camping, but then the wedding is in 2 weeks, our friend's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So I would prefer
it doesn't look bad. It looks nice.
It's kind of a strawberry blonde.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I want it like real red for the wedding.
Like real red.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sassy.
So what?
So I wanted to look into this to see if any, if there's any truth to it, the Menachan blood ritual. I didn't, because I stopped myself, because if it was true, I didn't want to dive into that too much. Because
you didn't want to fall into a hole.
Fall into a hole of blood rituals and virgin girl sacrifices and things like that. I just didn't feel like I needed to. But so this guy wanted to complete a ritual, and it was called the Menachan blood ritual. Four or five girls needed to be sacrificed within the first month of their first flower falling or something.
Yeah.
So young girls. And he only got to four before he went missing. It is?
Well, there's blood rituals on Wikipedia.
I mean, I'm sure that, yeah.
And then there's a thing on, ooh, it's a book on Amazon. Blood Ritual Monarch, Tales of Demon Conjuring, Mind Control, and Madness.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah, let me make sure that that's a book and not a movie because I might buy it. Oh, what? No, never mind.
Is it $1 billion?
Yes.
Mm.
Well, not a billion. It's $250.
Oh, that's a lot.
That'd be pretty cool to read, though.
It would be pretty cool.
Instead, special offer Witchcraft and Black Magic for $20.99.
Witches just get a bad rap. Bad rap. But, yeah, so he only was able to sacrifice four of them before going missing.
Yes.
Because this ritual allowed for immortality.
So they ask Deb, and she says, he's not missing, he's dead. Then she leaves the table where they're all just hanging out.
Wild.
They find her on the floor where she had vomited up dirt and worms.
And this is where Sarah is just like, something smells rotten this in Denmark.
This is not fucking, you know, she's...
This isn't Alzheimer's. This is something...
This is something more fucked functified. Up than that. I did... The writer, it was written and directed by the same person, right?
Yeah.
They had a whole different scene played out for that.
Ooh.
Where you actually saw her vomit everything.
Oh.
But they made the, like, contraption to make it look like she was puking. And it exploded. So instead of her just, like, it flowing like she's vomiting, it blew up in the whole room and there was dirt and shit everywhere.
Oh, God.
So that's then they're awful. Like, oh, well, we'll just do it this way. Which is equally as creepy.
It's so creepy.
The fact that you don't actually see her vomit is fine with me.
I'm fine with that.
So this is day 45. The doctors are saying that she's got a split personality. Harris sneaks in.
Which?
And gets kicked out.
I wrote split personality disorder. Lulz. Okay. They're just like... grasping at straws, trying to figure out some bullshit.
Exactly. Mia thinks possibly Harris killed the murderer and that Deb is covering it up and it's coming out now with her mental illness.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
They're going to have dinner. There's some noise outside.
This is... insane.
Harris is wasted.
What a
and he's shooting up their cars.
He's having a good time.
With like a shotgun. He's just like blasting away. I don't know if it was a shotgun. Blasting away their cars.
Yeah.
They call the cops, obviously.
And he's just like...
he's drunk as shit.
He's just like sitting there on the like... on the porch when the cop shows up. And the cop is just like... had a little drink tonight, Harris? And Harris is like, well, yeah.
This is definitely like some small town cop shit because that would not happen. If I called the police and said, hey, my neighbor shooting up my cars in the driveway, there'd be like 10 cops there.
Yeah.
Well, we live kind of close to the state police anyway. But it wouldn't just be like one sheriff deputy comes over and
howdy
says,
howdy there, Harris.
Yeah, quit shooting shit up. At this point, Gavin bounces.
Oh, yeah. He's like, no.
Agreed.
I'm done. Which, This is, again, I watch a lot of the top 10 best decisions, top 10, whatever.
Oh, was it on there?
It's top five every single time you watch a top 10 best decision in horror movie.
Really?
Thing. Yeah.
This scene. Where he's like, fuck it, I'm out.
He's like, no, I'm leaving. Like, fuck you guys. And he says as he's driving away, he's like, fuck both of you. And he bolts.
Yeah. Because I wonder if he gets paid partially for
He would probably get paid partially.
I mean, it's been 45 days.
Yeah. And Mia is just like, no, what are you doing? Just leaving things that are half finished? Like, yeah. Why are you leaving? And Gavin's like, yeah,
I don't want to die.
He's like, I'm out of here. Which, good for him.
Yeah. So, at this point, Deborah's in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
She just goes on in to the pediatric area and takes a girl to the abandoned wing of the hospital. Is that, like, a thing?
I don't think that that's a thing. Well, in Marquette County, though, we do have an abandoned hospital.
We have an entire abandoned hospital.
Which is fun.
It's not, like, super abandoned.
No.
Though. Like,
I don't know. Still do shit in there, right? Like,
I think it's still, so.
I want to say, like, admin stuff. Not for the hospital, but I think, like,
different.
Yeah.
I know the one section, because there's, like, the tall part, and then there's, like, the other part that you, like, drive under.
Yeah.
The one side.
Yes.
If you all could see my hand motions, you would know exactly what I'm talking about.
Hand motions.
I was getting a thigh tattoo, I think. And she goes, you must talk with your hands a lot. And I'm like, I'm sorry, just tell me to hold still.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was funny. Like,
talking, you're very like animated.
So I was like moving a lot. And
she's like, simmer down now.
Well, she said that politely. And I'm like, oh, you can just like hit me. Just be like, shut up, quit.
Shut up, bitch.
Yeah. I'll sit here quietly. I'm sorry. It was the top one because I was laying on my side.
Do you feel like you need to talk to a tattoo artist like when they're doing stuff?
I'm usually a little chatty with them, but I've been getting tattooed when other people have and they just like have headphones in. But the two people that have tattooed me over the last 10 years, I've gotten to be like kind of friends with.
Yeah.
Well, the one didn't stay around here long enough, but, like, I feel like Carrie, I can, like...
She's very chatty and, like, very... Yeah, she's cool.
I guess I would just read the room.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
it be funny if you, like, if you sat down and the tattoo artist puts in headphones?
I'd be like, oh, well, I'll just go fuck myself. Like, I guess I'm not talking to you today. Yeah.
Let me just do this shit. I don't want to hear your whining.
Yeah. Go ahead and cry. I don't care. We're not taking a break for an hour or so. Sit there. I schedule the breaks around here. It'd be terrible. I would sit there and behave myself. That's like, you know how I am with sunscreen.
Yeah.
When we saw Carrie, she's like, you know, they look really good. You must be taking good care of them. I'm like, because I want you to keep tattooing me. And I don't want to show up. With your
shitty
shit
ass
ruined.
Tattoos. Yeah. That's true.
So, yeah, she actually took a picture of this one to be like 10 years or however
That's true.
Long it's been.
My mermaid still looks good.
Mm-hmm. As you like bend your back all weird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of worried. I always forget about my Brutus tattoo. And do you?
My shoulder tattoo, my World of Warcraft Blood Elf tattoo. I always forget about, and like the leaves in it have gold and the gold has just kind of like faded out. And I'm like, oh, I need to get it touched up.
Do it.
Really bad.
Okay.
Anyway.
Abandoned wing.
Which
there's
is
no electricity
stupid.
In the abandoned wing.
Mm-hmm.
Deb and the girl that she wandered off with are facing the wall. They managed to get the girl away from her.
It's fucking scary.
Yeah. Deb has a meltdown. Then after that night, Sarah meets with a priest for an exorcism. They say they don't do it anymore, but they do.
They do it because we have researched this topic in an extensive manner, and they do offer exorcisms. So very rare, but
they go to a professor of anthropology. He's
very insightful.
Tells them that a weak mind is very susceptible. So like children, the elderly. They also find out around this point that Deborah had killed the pediatrician with the garden spade.
Yeah.
And
go Deb.
Buried him in the yard.
He's buried underneath a little statue.
So they go out there, dig.
Well, Deborah had killed him because he was going after Sarah. Yes. That's why she sent Sarah away to boarding school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big...
Not because she was making out with the girl in the garage, I mean, for the most part, but Desjardins had been, like, scoping her out from the garden and stuff.
Okay.
And Deb was just like, no, fuck you.
So they find... Okay.
Yeah. Puzzle pieces.
So they're digging. They find Mom's little garden spade while they're digging.
Mom was here.
Yeah, Mom got here first.
Yeah.
So then they try to find out that she's hiding the body somewhere else. Then they're in a different attic of the house.
So I think...
There's multiple attics.
My understanding is that there's the one that goes up to, like, the Mom old switchboard section. Yeah. And then there's the one with, like, the drop-down thing that goes off to another section because it's a huge-ass house.
It is a huge house.
But yeah.
Usually attics, though, there's like one way up.
It's like solid. I know. Maybe they finished off the top so she could be in private while she was the nexus of the town.
Well, no, because when they showed the video or they showed the little like flashback thing or picture or something, it was her downstairs.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know layouts.
I don't know. They find a gross bag that has snakes in it.
No, so they find a bag in the attic. So they're, like, trying to find where this body could be.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, you could fucking smell that thing. Well, maybe not, because it had been years.
No, it's been, like, 40 years.
Yeah.
Plus, it had been buried, so it would just be bones.
Yeah. So they look up on the attic,
and they see,
like, an outline of a body.
Well, no, it's not an outline of a body. It's like a weird water spot.
It looks like the water spot
and
that was...
And she's like, it hasn't been raining.
Yeah, I know.
Like...
And then they pull the ladder down and they're like looking in the attic.
The weird water spot and the messengers on the wall.
Yeah.
They look in the attic. They find a bag. Bones.
Yeah.
They throw the bag into the fire because that's what they have to do.
Purification by fire.
Yes.
It's a supernatural episode.
They have to salt and burn the bones.
Salt and burn the bones.
It ends up being a bag of snakes. I'm not afraid of snakes, so I didn't think this part was scary at all.
I wrote this down because Lewis isn't white and he's... He's carrying the camera, and he's like, God, white people are in their basements and attics. I about died laughing because it's true.
I mean, yeah.
Anyway.
That's where you hide shit.
That's where you hide shit, man.
I'm not afraid of snakes. Wasn't scared.
I wasn't scared either.
But snakes start coming out of the bag or whatever.
Yeah, because...
Then there's like a giant fireball.
Yeah. And the body did not burn.
No, the body didn't burn. Mom, Deborah has once again strolled out of the hospital.
She bites the fucking neck of the security guard.
Oh, she took the girl.
She took the girl.
And she bites the security guard in the neck. He goes into anaphylactic shock from her bite because now she's like a snake woman.
She's a snake woman.
And is that, I don't think that's that.
That's not that.
Anaphylactic, like, that's from getting, like, stung by a bee and having an allergic reaction, right? You don't have an allergic reaction to snake venom. It's venom. You just
die. It's venom, yeah.
Right? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm a scientist.
We went to high school.
You went to college.
I did go to college, but I don't want to brag or anything.
I can't even spell anaphylactic.
Deb is just cruising out of the hospital with the little girl. The little girl has leukemia, so she is terminally ill. Parents obviously freaking the fuck out. Sarah's there trying to figure out where her mom went. And then all of a sudden, it just kind of dawns on them that she went to the cave that Dee Hardeen had murdered these girls.
Yes.
So they, the cops are there. There are two police officers. There's Lewis, there's Mia, and then there's Sarah. And so...
Oh, no, it is.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anaphylaxis.
Yeah. So they see Deborah with a little girl. I think her name's Kara. And they, like, apprehend her, and they're just like, Deb, what the fuck are you doing? All of a sudden...
Wait, before you get to that part, I do have to say, I did not understand one tiny bit why there's a police officer that does not have a flashlight.
Yes!
They are tracking down a woman who has abducted a child, has killed people, and can be super violent. And now they're like the Scooby Gang. Like, the policeman is just
these people. And, like, Lewis is there with Mia, and it's just like, you guys wouldn't ever, that wouldn't be a thing.
And no flashlight. They have one cell phone light to, like, go down in this cave.
Yeah, like, that wouldn't be a thing.
Dad was at the hospital when the little girl was abducted, and he's not there helping?
No. No.
He just stayed, oh, my daughter's missing, and he just stays at the hospital?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's just one of those little movie things where I'm like, why is this happening?
Why is this? What's happening now?
Now you can tell the gross part. The super grody gross part.
So Deb, all of a sudden, once the handcuffs are put on her, well, they're only put on one until she goes full snake lady.
Yeah.
She spits venom at the man police officer, the male police officer, and his face just like burns.
Yes.
And then she spits it at the lady police officer. Like, on her uniform or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she runs with Kara into the cave system.
Yes.
It's awful.
I thought you were just going to go right to the
group. Oh, do you want me to keep going? Oh, yeah, no, totally. I can keep going. So
they find mom down in the caves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bleh. So they, Sarah and Lewis are together. The lady police officer, I think she dies.
I don't know. A lot was going on.
A lot was going on.
Really shaky.
Camera was very shaky.
So I would like look up, write a little bit, look down.
Yeah.
Look up. Okay.
So they're trucking through trying to find her. All of a sudden, they fucking find Deb. She has an unhinged jaw and is full on eating Kara. Kara's head is in Deb's mouth.
Like a snake. It was disgusting.
It was very disturbing.
They managed to drug Deborah.
Yeah. Because as soon as Deborah, like, sees them, she, like, drops Kara and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They burn the remains in the caves.
Yep.
In the cave down there. Now...
I feel like they should have burned it in a salt ring, though, but...
Yeah. Know. Something.
That didn't work out too well.
The next day or whatever, a few days later, maybe longer.
Yeah.
Kara, the little girl, full recovery.
Full on, doing great.
Doing great.
Yep.
So it's kind of clear that she's now the devil.
Yeah, she is Satan. Deb's health is greatly deteriorating even more.
Yeah.
She's not being charged with the kidnapping because she's unfit for trial. Well, I don't know if that means that she's not being charged, but she's unfit for trial and is being put.
Probably they're just going to, I don't know, do you just let it go at that point? Like, she's...
I mean, I think she's put in a home. Like, she's put...
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't like it.
That's okay. Oh, so at the end, this is like...
Oh, sorry.
This is like 3 years later. Kara's celebrating her 10-year birthday. Wonderful, full recovery. They do an interview with her, and the TV guy is just like, well, do you have any plans? Like, what are you doing with your life, you know? And Kara's just like, I have so many plans. And then she looks at the camera and smiles.
Yeah.
It's very creepy.
Creepy.
So you didn't like it?
No. You know why? Because it's like predictable.
Every other... Possession,
it's like
maybe?
Every other one. What happens? Mm-hmm. Somebody starts to get sick or go downhill or go like a little crazy. Oh, what's wrong? They always do something gross to themselves.
Yeah.
They always eat something weird.
Yeah.
They always speak in a language they don't know.
Yep.
They always find some random professor or somebody that knows everything, like,
which isn't realistic. Not realistic. I know, well, I don't personally know, but at Northern there are anthropology professors that aren't experts in demonology or anything.
Maybe they are.
Maybe they are, and I just don't know.
That's what they do at home as like a side fun hobby.
Sure.
Demonology.
Yep.
But it's kind of like,
yeah,
it was scary. And I think the acting was really good, but
Joe Larson is fucking terrifying in it.
Mm-hmm.
She is so good.
Yeah.
She's very talented.
The acting's great.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a little predictable.
I liked it, but I have seen worse possession movies.
Oh yeah.
Like, and this isn't my top tier possession movie, but
oh, it's not
Possession of Michael King, 100%.
It's this movie, except it's ants instead of snakes.
Possession of Michael King. No one will ever tell me that that's a terrible movie.
No, it's very good. It's
terrifying.
I liked it. However, it's that, I don't know, and maybe I thought that a little bit too because it's shot like documentary style, so it kind of reminds me of the Paranormal Activities.
Yeah.
Where it's like, things are going bad, but I'm going to ignore
them. Let's put up video cameras all over the house and see what's happening. That never is a good thing.
Or the, she's like, don't you dare buy a Ouija board. And he's like, oh, I didn't buy it, I borrowed it. Like, come on.
He's such a dick.
Yeah.
Mika's a dick. I hate that guy. My God, that's yeah. But I like this one. I don't know I don't know if I would watch it all the time, or like it's not one that I would put in like my stack of regular movies that I would watch. But it's not bad.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I would probably recommend it, especially if it's to somebody that likes like Possession of Emily Rose or The Right was kind of like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I liked it. It was just, it went through every step that every possession film goes through. The only, like, kind of unique twist to it was the fact that it was an older woman with Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Alzheimer's, as opposed to, like, a kid.
A kid. Or a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was The Taking of Deborah Logan. Are we going to do the announcement right now?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll do it quick.
Okay.
So now you can also listen to us on MTRS Radio. It's mtrsradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly metal, hard rock music. And I think we'll be on Friday nights.
Friday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, so I didn't know this was a thing until I started talking to them about it. But there's Live 365. It's an app. Yeah. And it's all music, all different kinds of music.
Yeah.
And the radio, MTRS Radio, is on there. And I was listening to it like all afternoon.
That's what I did too.
Yeah.
I was like, this is sweet.
It's pretty good. And it's a lot of, like, indie rock and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's not stuff you hear every day. It kind of gets you out of your, like, normal loop of music that you listen to. But, yeah.
Yeah, so a huge thank you to MTRS Radio for doing that for us. That's really awesome.
Yeah, I felt... So I met all those guys in Florida.
Yeah.
So Greg was playing... Like, when we went down around Christmas, Greg was playing with Guardsmen. And then there's Orchestra in Black and, Auditory Armory.
Okay.
That's the other one. But they all know each other. Greg kind of got in with
Segwayed.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah. Because Greg and Morty went down, didn't they?
Yeah. With you Morty's guys? And Guardsmen.
Okay.
With his brothers.
Yeah.
So Greg is now with them playing bass.
Okay.
Greg
and Morty actually came up with our theme song.
Yeah, our intro music.
our theme song.
Now I like lost what I was saying. Oh, so it was really cool meeting all them. They're all like very talented.
Yeah.
And then I, of course, was nervous and drank too much. And I'm like, me and my sister have a podcast and everyone thinks it's so cool. And I'm like, you record in your living room and you have like 5 million instruments and you know how to play all of them. Like, I know how to make a good grilled cheese.
We know how to bullshit about scary movies. And some might say we don't even know how to do that.
I would. So anyway, I gave everybody stickers and then Lee messaged me and said like, hey.
Yeah.
But
so
anyway, that's really cool and I appreciate it.
Yeah, you can follow them on Facebook. It's just MTRS Radio. And then you can follow them on Instagram too. Same thing, MTRS Radio.
Okay, now you can do the rest
now,
of it. Now you can do your normal closing.
Now it's our turn. If you like what you hear and want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatevs, follow us on Instagram, /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. And then we also have a Facebook page, /yourmoviereview.com. Oh, shit. I do that all the time.
I know.
Oh,
we
God.
We don't have a .com anymore, right?
We don't have a .com anymore because it was just so much upkeep.
I know.
It costs money to do things. And
I was logged into that account, and now I have this little stupid notification that I don't know how to get rid of on my phone where it's like, you're logged out. And I'm like,
I know.
I don't care.
Yeah. Actually, maybe one day we'll have like a Patreon and stuff, and people can just give us money to upgrade things.
I mean,
but
that would be ideal.
We're not there yet. We're not there yet. So, yeah. Also, review us on Spotify and iTunes. That would be super awesome.
Yeah, because anytime we get a review, we bounce up.
Yeah.
Bounce up the charts.
Currently, we have 19 reviews.
Do we really?
We do.
I shouldn't get that email and I don't anymore.
It's okay.
Oh, it was through Slasher Movie Review. That's why.
Well.
Anyway.
Womp womp.
All right. Well, I hope everyone has a good night and a good week.
Bye.
Bye.